AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and Cuba will reopen embassies in Havana and Washington in the coming weeks.
Later this summer, Secretary Kerry will travel to Havana formally to proudly raise the American flag over our embassy once more.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
The president says having a full-fledged embassy in Havana will allow U.S. diplomats to argue forcefully in public that democracy and open markets trump tyranny every time, something they couldn't do under the old policy of isolating Cuba.
The progress that we mark today is yet another demonstration that we don't have to be imprisoned by the past. When something isn't working, we can and will change.
And he says he's got assurances those diplomats will be able to talk to average Cubans and opposition figures. Critics say Obama's opening to Cuba has so far done nothing for dissidents, even more of whom are now languishing in jail. Mark Smith at the White House.
AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.